Now, maybe some people think they have their Ma'amar Kavos for some reason. There's some extra copies here.
Who does not have his Ma'amar Kavos? Okay, here's a copy. It's in my scroll. There also were handouts given. Who did not get the handouts? Raise your hand. Okay, so I'm asking you, and I'll just give out, if you don't mind, Ma'amar Kavos and the actual... there are two. One says Tosfos Drin on top, one says on top. So, I'll take one of each myself. Oh, they're collated. Excellent. So there are two sheets. Just give them out. Whoever didn't take should get. Now, boss, we're beginning our Limud of Masechta Pesachim, in the Inyan of Kiddush. As the title says in the Gemara Mekomas, the title for today is Kiddush Min HaTorah V'Al Hayayin. As the phrase implies, which you'll see momentarily, it's not clear whether, in point of fact, Kiddush Al Hayayin is Min HaTorah or not. And our first source is the Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim, Tav Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Zochreyo Al Hayayin. Tosfos simply quoting the Gemara. Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, Zochreyo Al Hayayin. Says Tosfos, the Zechira Ksiv Al Hayayin, where? Zichro Kiyen Levonon, and Hoshea. Says it happens to be the Haftorah for Shabbos Shuvah. We're leading up. Almost going to be at Shabbos Shuvah before you turn around. On Askira Dodecha Miyayin, Shira Shirim Paragalef. V'hai Zechira Hainu Kiddush. The word Zechira means Kiddush. When the Tosfos says Kiddush, what do they mean by Kiddush? Presumably they mean the Nusach of Kiddush, which you may have seen in the Rambam, but you have to look at it. But you know it from Friday night. You don't need a Rambam for this. The Nusach of Kiddush, where does it start? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hasher, how does it go? We all know how many. There's no Sosfah, there's no Ashfah, Kiyom Tchila, Tchila. They count the words differently. Not going into that, that's a little bit too far from the Nigla for us to go into. But that's what they call Kiddush. Of course, we have two paths for where we get to that. One is Vayechulu, and one is Bar Pregofen. And today we're going to be discussing both of these things, you know, in the time that's allowed. As time allows, these two issues. Tosfos starts with Vayechulu. The Vayechulu lo matzinu malakos, ela b'tfilu. Tosfos is talking to the Amcha, and everyone has a sitter, and this says Vayechulu. No, there's no connection whatsoever between Vayechulu and the kos. Now, Zachrei alayayim is you pick up a kos, right? So you say Kiddush, obviously Bar Pragaf on the kos, and obviously the Asher Bracha Bana was on the kos. Vayichul had nothing to do with the kos. Ela b'tfila. Kedama b'Shabbos kuf yutesim b'beis. It's mostly Vayichul every Friday night. V'lo nitkan ala kos, ela lahotzi bonav b'nei beiso. In other words, a person goes to shul, says Vayichul, and davening. And tfilas ma'irif. But let's say his b'nei beiso, let's say his wife, or let's say his bonav, his younger children, didn't go to shul, but they also are supposed to say Vayichul. So he says it out loud, and they hear it. Kind of a shomea ka'ona. When they listen to him say Vayechulu, they say Vayechulu. But the truth is, according to Tosfos, there's no need to pick up the kos of Vayechulu. It's the guy's hands are shake a little bit. He doesn't have such steady hands. And he knows that he can keep his hand in the cup steady for 30 seconds. So if he picks up Vayechulu, by the time he gets to Bar Pragofen, it's already shaking. Let them put the cup on the table. And pick it up before the words, Bar Pragofen, because according to Tosfos, there's no connection whatsoever between the words Vayechulu and the kos. Might as well just save yourself the effort of the trembling hands, leave it on the table, pick up the kos after you finish Vayechulu, and say Bar Pragofen and the Kiddush prop. Follow me? This is Tosfos' opinion. Fine. Umashe regil and loma Vayechulu achar atfila. Now there's a third slot for Vayechulu. There's one in our silent Shmon Esrei, right? There's one after Shmoneh Esrei is over, we say out loud, as we all know. And there's one during Kiddush, the Kol Ram. Hayinu mishum yontem shachal lios b'shabbos. Shemispalalin ata b'chartanu. Vein omer b'yichula b'tfila. V'tiknu nami loma l'chol b'chol shabbos b'chol shabbosos. Shul l'chalek b'in shabbos l'shabbos. What does that mean? That means that the main institution of b'yichulu after Marv is why? For a Shabbos which falls on yontem. There's no Vayechulu in the Shmoneh Esrei. The fact that you say it every single Shabbos is just not to distinguish. Here's an irony. Rabosai, has anyone ever been in a shul where the Chazan forgot to say Vayechulu? Never seen it. Good for you. But the Shabbos that he forgets to say Vayichulu was what kind of Shabbos? Guess what? The time when you really should say Vayichulu, what's that? Yatav, because Yatav is Shabbos, how could you forget? You finished the Tefillah Balachash of Meir, and the next word in the Siddur is Vayichulu, how can you forget? Ah, you're davening Pesach, or Shavuos, or Sukkos. So you're davening in the back, Shemoneh Esrei for Yatav. And then you say Kaddish Diskabel before you turn around. What happened to Vayichulu? Oh, I forgot. What do you do if you forgot? The whole discussion. But that's the irony, that the most frequent occurrence of forgetting is the most important time of Vayichulu really is required. Namely, Yontif Shecholios B'Shabbos. Okay? Good. We'll come to... I'll tell you now. Did anyone ever been in a place where someone forgot to say Vayichulu in Kiddush? Just picked up the cup and says, forgot Vayichulu. Who's ever seen it? Who's ever heard it? No? Happened to me. Guess when it happened. Come on, guys. Three guys, the first two don't count. What was it? Yontif. Of course, it was Yontif. So it was Yontif. And then, you know, Yontif says Kiddush for Yontif. You forgot, and you said Baruch Atah. Whoops. I forgot about Shabbos. What do you do then? That's the very last footnote on the Makaris. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosav. We lived with that sefer last year. Chelek Aleph. Is a chelik base. So if you want to have a very interesting discussion, which we'll elaborate upon here in Shir, please look at that footnote in the Shir Shabbos. One of the svarim, I have only one save I brought, I took it from the library. It's called Kodesh Yilulim. A beautiful sefer. It's amazing. All about Kiddush and Avdolah, written by a son of the Erlei Arav from Katamon. I don't know if you've ever met the Erlei Arav. A descendant from the Chasam Sova, direct. His name is Sofer, Zalman David Yishaya Sofer Ben Adoni Avi Morav Rabbi Moran Agri Sofer Shlita. His name was Rabbi Yochanan Sofer, the earlier Rav, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, lives in Katamon Yerushalayim. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. So his son is obviously also a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Wrote a whole sefer about Kiddush and Avdolah. It's 500-something pages. We're supposed to finish this up in a few weeks, so we obviously be very selective in what we quote from the sefer, but he just says what I just said, and obvious. When did the person forget Vayichulu? Motsu ima'od. When do you forget? When it falls out on Yontif. That's when you forget it in the shul, as you forget it at home over Kiddush. And what do you do? We'll discuss that later as we go. Okay, fine. Let's go on. V'nirei. Here's the most important. Till now was sort of introductory. V'nirei. Oh, are these sheets filled out? Maybe before we start the real stuff, we'll start. Okay. V'nirei. The Kiddush al Hayayin Asmachtahi. What does the word Asmachta mean? What does it mean? What do we call it? Yeah? Yeah, but what is it really?
The
Rabbanim. That's right. Asmachta is the Rabbanim. Not every time that a pasuk is quoted is a real din d'oraisa. Kiddush al Hayayin is a din d'Rabbanim. V'hod yomer b'misha meisom b'rochos avchafim ebeiz. Noshim chayavas b'kiddush yom dvar Torah. So you see, Klar in the Gemara, Kiddush the Din Daraisa. Yes, it's true. Hayno dafka Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom means he said Baruch Atah Hashem and any Mekadosh Hashabbos. Abel al Hayayin, Lo Havya El Neved Rabbanon. They say Asmach means Rabbanon. How do you know? Kedemasha Bereish Nozir, Dav Gimlam Adbeis. Tekomar, Miyayin V'Sheikh Yazir, Les or Yein Mitzvah, Kiyein Arishus. The Nazir cannot have Yain Mitzvah. Uporich, my new Kiddush of Avdallah. What are you telling me? Kiddush of Avdallah. If you look on the side, it says, V'chi Mushba V'Omer Me'ar Sinahu. So Rabbi Natan added the word V'chi. But even if it's without the word V'chi, it's what it means. It means it's a question. You mean to tell me there's an obligation? You took a Shua on Ar Sinai. We took a Shua on Ar Sinai to keep this Mitzvah and that Mitzvah. We took a Shua on Ar Sinai to eat, drink wine on Shabbat Friday night? No! V'chimush v'omei Ar Sinai? This chakra l'meisar? We need a pasuk for it. It's obviously us. There's no such chiyuv to drink the wine. Elo ki ha di amar rava shvua she'eshta v'chaz amar reini nazir. It's chakra l'naziris chalol av ha'pi shemush v'omei. Period. So what do you see? That the whole idea of drinking the wine is purely by the Rabbanan. It's bitmiya. V'chimush v'omei Ar Sinai? Are you kidding? So according to Tosfos first Mahalach, Rabbosai, the entire institution of Kiddush is only Kiddush with words. Kiddush b'dvarim. Zochor es yom ha-shabbos l'kacho. Kacheo b'dvarim. Say words. The whole idea of wine being around is completely rabbinic in nature. This is the first teretz in Tosfos. Second teretz, thank you. Has everyone who's on this list signed this piece of paper? Yes? Anyone did not? Okay. The Ode, Matzino L'Meimar, the Kiddush Alayayin Dvar Torah is an amazing idea. You have to make Kiddush Alayayin. You have to have wine in front of you, preferably in your hand. I will hold the Omar Yud. If you haven't bought a Gemara, the best Gemara is always Vahodah. It's just the clearest. It's the easiest Gemara to have. So that's what I have. Liel Kufayim at Beis. Tamavarech Sarech Sheyitom. That whoever makes Kiddush is required to drink from the wine. Zelmed Rabbana. So the 2 days in Tosfos, Rabbi Osai. The first day holds the Midoraisa, so you can fulfill Kiddush without any wine whatsoever. And the second day is even more amazing. By Torah law, you have to have wine, but you don't have to drink it. A little strange, no? You have to have wine, but you don't have to drink it. What's the wine there for? It's like a visual aid? Yeah. There's visual aids. You don't have to drink it. You have a yayin, it makes it more important. You're not drinking it at all. Okay? This is a second possibility. So let's chazer again the two possibilities. Either what? Kiddush midaraisa does not require wine whatsoever. Or possibility two, Kiddush requires wine midaraisa. However, the need to drink from it is pulling by the rabbon. Any questions so far? Yes?
What is Tosfos marviach with his second explanation?
He's marviach anu shita. And those are suggesting that all they proved from their interpretation of those are given the base is that drinking the wine is with the rabbon. In the first opinion, they say, oh, well, drinking is the Rabbanan. Obviously, the whole existence of wine is with the Rabbanan. In the second, they say, no, drinking is only with the Rabbanan. But the existence of the wine to be in front of you, that's with the rice. Right? It may sound counterintuitive, but that's what Tosfos is driving at. Does anybody hold that drinking the wine is with the rice? Anybody in the world hold that way? Anybody? Yeah? Exactly dependent. Exactly so. Rashi, but if you know well, if you know, Rashi in Nazir is not really Rashi. They call them a Mefarish. It's printed with Rashi, and Rashi's slack, but it's not really Rashi. So we call them a Mefarish, and Masechta Nazir on that daf says that it's Benichusa against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is, if you saw those of my Gemara on the side, it says, Rabbeinu Tam Gosham, Vichimushba Be'omen Be'asinai. Are you kidding? But if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, they're both sides. I don't want to put on the Makoros to make things too complicated for you. But look at that Kuv Zayin Amad Aleph. Everyone turn to Kuv Zayin, one who's turned one daf. Rabbeinu Chananel is very clear. It's about, in my edition, about a third of the way down Rabbeinu Chananel's. Underwood says, Samach Lemincha and Tosis. Garcina B'Meseches Nozi B'Tchiloso. Hareini nozim in a chartzana v'rab shimon nami oksiv v'yayin v'sheicha yazir ha'umi bo'ale leso yein mitzvah k'ene v'shus yein mitzvah mahi kidush adav dalta. Why? Harehu mushba alei ha'me ha'sinai not v'chi mushba bitmiya, no, benichusa harehu mushba alei ha'me ha'sinai. Wow, the Rach seems to say clearly that it's benichusa, not bitmiya. This is the Rach. Rashi knows, we don't know who he is. Could be some, obviously he was a great man, but maybe not Badre Gari Shona, you know? Not Rashi. Rach is, you know, A plus 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 plus. And some of the Rach, as we have it, if the text is accurate, the Rach held that way. Wow, the Rach, a cold draw of Divrei Kabbalah. So there's a third sheet there about Sena. Let's review again. Kuan Tatos is at 2 days. First day maintains that you don't need wine at all, but the rice on the midrabbanan. The second day maintains you have to have the wine there, but you don't need to drink it, except midrabbanan. And the third day, which we'll call the rach for the moment, or the mefarish and nazir, is that no, the obligation to drink the wine is also minatorah. Now, to complicate all of this stuff, one more complication, I'll show you two words in big bold on kuf vav amid beis. I don't want to get into it yet. It's a Dibur Maaslan Tosfos. Mekadesh. In big bold, it says Mekadesh. I'm going to see it. You see it? What's the next word after Mekadesh? Arifta. What does Rifta mean?
Red.
Oh. The simple pshat in the Gemara, you can make Kiddush on Challah. Has anyone in his life ever seen anybody make Kiddush on Challah Matzah? Who's ever seen it in his life even once? Yeah? Under what conditions?
Yekes.
Yekes make Kiddush on Challah? There was no wine around? No, no. What did you see?
It was like an older person
scared to
drink.
Okay, scared to drink wine. Very good. And what did you see?
No wine.
No wine around. Yeah, that's the most likely scenario. So that's we assume it's okay. Whoa! We just got to have a whole discussion. Kiddush aliyah, is it midaraisa to have it, midaraisa to drink for it? Same as midrabbanan. Good. Good. But if it's midaraisa either to have it or drink from it, you've gone into a problem. Well, what do you do with the bread? So this is discussed by the Tosfos Rid, which we'll see momentarily. He discussed all of these very important points at some length. But before we open the Tosfos Rid, time to take attendance, see who's who and what's what. So I'm just going to go in an alphabetical order. I'm not sure if everyone who's on here, I see some people are only signed one of them. It's okay. I'm going to go with both. I see Binyamin or Benjamin Ben Svi?
Yeah.
Binyamin? Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you to fill out this. I'll give you another piece of tea. I see Yehuda Cohn. Okay. I see Reuven Fisher. I see Aryeh Goldberg. Oh, there are two things to fill out. Okay, if you don't mind. So I'll pass them again. It's okay. I see Stephen Hagler. Fill them out right. Okay. I see Irving. Is Irving Hanan Yitzchak? You got to be called Yitzchak, right? I should really put Binyamin. I should make myself clear here. Whoever wants me to call you something different than what's written over here, just tell me and I'll try to remember. I have, let's see where we are over here. I have Avery Heisler. Okay. I have Jacob Hoffman. I have Jerome Karp. Jerry or Yah? Jerry, okay. Sure that I get it right. Is it Jacob or Yaakov?
Yaakov.
Why not have Adam Kirshner? Okay. Assistant. Okay. I have Nathan Matin?
No.
Nochum? Very good. Noam Mishkov? Benjamin Pollack? Benjamin, is that? Okay. Okay. I have Shaul Seidlerfeller. I have David Schenkman.
Dovi.
Dovi. Dalet Vav Bez Yud. Dovi. As opposed to Dovi. I was going to tell myself Dovi. Right. I have, oh, you already crossed it out. Mordechai Schichtman. There's a man who takes to the garbage. Okay. Okay. I have Michael Silverstein. We have other people who added their names over here. I have, I'll just go in order that I have over here. I have Nathan Hyman. Okay. I have Ellie Friedman. Okay. I have Jason Weinblatt. I have Michael Blasher. And I have Gidon Lipstein, related to Eitan? You have a lot of pull on this year. Okay. I have Yaakov Lichtman. I have, that's it. Good. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, as we're going, it's just convenient you fill out both of these. One of them has your information, contact information, and your chavrusa, maybe your seat number. The other one has just your intellectual history of the last few years. I should know where you're coming from. Just pass it around again. If you didn't fill out one of them, just fill it around. Okay, so Rabbi Osai, we started the shiur, and we are holding, we just completed the Tosis, we saw Rabbeinu Hananel, and we saw this Mekadesh Arifta, which stares us in the face. Before we go any further with Mekadesh Arifta, it's important to know that although this is a simple reading of Mekadesh on La Pas, Rabbeinu Tam denies the whole thing. He denies the whole thing. Just to show you the last few narrow lines of Tosfos Mekadesh Arifta, just to get previews, Nirla ben Atam, the Ein Mekachin Ala Pas Klal. There's no such thing. It's impossible. Can't be done. What do the word Mekachin Rifta? Rabbi Natan is very creative. I'm not going to go into how he got out of it. But there's no such thing. So keep that in mind. There's no such thing whatsoever of Kiddush Ala Pas. Rabosai, so far, so good. Push it. Basic pshat. Now, in order to understand some background, but even before we see it more Rishonim, it'll be wise if we see some more Gemara. Now, if you all have these handouts, there is only one piece of Gemara, which is the very last of the Maamar Komos. A Gemara Masechta Brachos. We're not going to read the entire Gemara, but chunks of it give us a little bit of background, historical background, developmental background, as to when Kiddush and Havdalah originated. Now remember, Kiddush and Havdalah is itself a whole discussion of what is the status of Havdalah. Because Havdalah, Kiddush is clearly Midaraisa, we just said it, but Havdalah is not so clear. Those who saw the Rambam or the Magen Mishnah know that it's not so simple. But let's just see the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Omra Brocha Revias V'chule. Omra Rav Shem and Barabba Rabbi Yochanan. Michti. Everyone with me? I'm in page 2. Everyone have a copy of this? It says Talmud Babli Brocha Slamad Gimel. Michti. Anshe Knes HaGadola Tiknolem Yisrael Brochos U'Tfilos Kedushas V'Avdolos. Now wait a minute. What does that mean? That means they instituted the text of Brochos Tfilos Kedushas V'Avdolos. Doesn't mean that the brachas themselves are only of rabbinic nature. What brachas midaraisa? One. What is it called? Brachas. Brachas amazon for sure. Brachas the Torah is a matter of great dispute. Okay. What about tefillah? Is tefillah daraisa? Anybody? Machlokas. If you don't know, it's usually the right answer. Is it tefillah daraisa? The Rambam says yes. Ramban says no. Worldly speaking. Kedushas and Avdolos, so it's Kiddush Daraisa. We saw every Toskos of Gemara, Dvar Torah. Right before Brochas Dav Chafam and Beis. Noshim Chayav with Kiddush and Dvar Torah. By the way, anybody know why women are Chayav Dvar Torah? Isn't it a bit say Shazman Grom? Who knows why? Yes?
Kiddush is derived from Zachor and Zachor and Shamar.
Right, we have Zachor here and the Shamar there. And women are Chayav and Shamar, that's a low say. And we say it every day, and every we say it Friday night. Shama v'zocha v'dibur echad. It's like if they're the same thing, and therefore women who are chayav in zocha, which is the lowest of Seif Shabbos, are also chayav in shama. The lowest of Seif Shabbos are also chayav in zocha. Very good. That's the source. Havdalos. Again, we don't know if it's the rice to rabbanon. Nechzi heichi tikkun. There's a fight. Where's Havdalah? Where's it supposed to be in Shmon Esrei and Motzoi Shabbos? Is it in the fourth bracha? Is it a separate fourth bracha? Is it in a different bracha? Let's just see what they did. Amalei, betchila kvua betfila. Very important line. Originally, Havdalah was instituted only in Shmon Esrei. That's it. Hashiru, they got rich. Now, when did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah live? I don't mean to be a historian over here. But anyone have any idea when they lived? What period in Jewish history? When did they live? 100 years ago? I'm sorry. Right, that's correct. At the very beginning of Bayis Sheni, right? Those of you who learned Pirkei Avos, which I'm sure some of this time of the year, right? Talk about Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. They're the ones who were the first Sanhedrin, if you will, of Bayis Sheni. And instead of having a Sanhedrin of 70, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, thank you so much, had actually 120. As an interesting historical comment, how many people are there in the Israeli Knesset? Anybody know? 120. That's where they got it from. They got it from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And whether they're Anoshim or not, I will not comment. But the Gedolah, I will not comment. But the word Knesset is the term that they borrowed. Okay? Fine. Amalei betchila kvua betfila. They came, they were impoverished. They came from Golos Babel after 70 years. They had nothing on their backs. So they just couldn't afford to have more wine, so they made a kiddush on wine, presumably. But Havdalah was only in Shmon Esrei, at the Chon Antono in our version. Heashiru, they got rich. They made it rich on both sides. Kvua ala kos, They said, you know what? We should have Havdalah on the coast the same way as Kiddush on the coast. Should we have Havdalah on the coast as well? Henu. They got poor again, you know, I guess it was the stock market crashed, whatever it was. They got poor again. Chazru kfa'ua b'tfilu. So you get an impression from the simple reading of the Gemara. There were three stages historically. When they came back from Pagolas Babel, first was b'tfilu only, then it was in Alakos only, then went back to tfilu only. That's a simple reading. Then it says, no. Fe'imaru hamavdil b'tfilu. Sarach sheyavdil ala kos. What a chiddush! After avdala and tefillah tochon atonu, and also have an additional avdala ala kos. This is intuitively difficult. We already had one. Why must we mavdil ben kodesh tochol twice? We did it once. No, they did. They required them to do it twice. Itmanami, Amar Abchiyah bar Abba Amar Yochanan, an sheknes avdala. Titmanu Yisrael brachos and tefillah tushes avdalas. Betchila kvoa betefillah.
For the third time, we heard it.
Fine. So it's not enough to have Avdol and Shmon Esrei. You have to have it al hakos as well. I'm skipping a little bit till the next paragraph. Ibarlu. Hamad alakos. Mal shiavda betfila. You gotta love this. They have punctuation here, question mark. Right? We understand that Havdalah and Shmona Esrei atachaton is not enough. You have to have Havdalah on a cup of wine too. What about Havdalah on a cup of wine? Is that enough? It's not to necessitate the recital of atachon antonu. Or nachwe yitzchak. Kavachom betfila. Uma tfilo de ikur takantohi. Amri Hamavda Bitfila Tsok Shavdala Kos. Even if you had the ikur, you have to have the secondary one. Hamavda la kos. Dlavika takantohi. Lokos, you have to have the primary. So you certainly have to have a dalal and tfila, even if you already were Mavdil or plan to be Mavdil, al hakos. You need two Avdalas, that's what it says. Tony Ravacha Arika Kameda Ravchina no Hamavdal Bitfila Mishmashubach Yoser Mishyavdal Kos. From Hivdul Bazu Bazu twice, Yonuchu Lo Brochas Al Rosho. Says, well, what's going on over here? Hagufa Kasha. Amrit Hamavdal Bitfila Mishubach Yoser Mishimavdal Kos. Alma Tfila Lechuda Sagi. For the Tony, Hivdul Bazu Bazu, Yonuchu Lo Brochas Al Rosho. Al Rosho, Kevin and Avdal Bechoda Ifter. I mean, bracha shen etzricha. Whoa! If you're mavda betzvila, what do you tell me? It's meshubach. We call it a bracha shen etzricha. What we also call it a bracha levatala. It'll be hard pressed to find the phrase bracha levatala in Shas. If you want to try a search engine, it's called a bracha shen etzricha. Right? It's a great question. You ready, yotze? What kind of bracha shen etzricha? How are you allowed to be mavdil bit close when you're mavdil bit tefillah already? For the Vom Rabbi Yitem Rabbi Kishlok Yisham Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlok Yisham Tavayu Kol HaMavarach Baruch Hashem Tzricha Over Mishim Lo Shmos Chof Lo Sisa exclamation point. By the way, according to the Rambam, it might be a Doraisa Lo Sisa. According to almost all Rishonim, it's a Smach Tavial Baruch Hashem Tzricha. We call Baruch Levatel Zisa Derabona. Okay, fine. Ela Emoch Im hivdil bezu, v'lo hivdil bezu, yonuchol abrochas arosh. Psh, hear what's going on? He said, you don't need twice. Boy, minei Rav Chista, Rav Sheshet, to bezu, bezu, ma'o. He forgot atachon antonu, he forgot se'avdola. Amalei, to bezu, bezu, chos l'rosh. Go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, it's a bit complicated, not for now. Amalei, Ravina Rav, hilchos amai, amalei, Ki Kiddush. This is the most important line of the whole thing. Ki Kiddush. How does that Kiddush? Ma Kiddush. Afal Gavdim Mekadosh B'Tzlusa. Mekadosh HaKasa. You daven. It's Kiddush in Shmon Esrei. You have to daven. It's a Kiddush again on a cup of wine. Afal Dola Nami. Afal Gavdim Mavdil B'Tzlusa. Mavdil HaKasa. The simple read of the Gemara. There are two Kiddushim and two Avdolas every Shabbos. Kiddush Mekadosh HaShabbos over wine after Mekadosh HaShabbos in Shmon Esrei. And so to Avdala, the Atachon Antonu Shmona Esrei, followed by Hamavdal Bekoshchol, Benenochom Yisrael, etc. of a cup of wine. Two. Any questions so far? Any questions? Ask now. Always ask right away. Feel free. Yes, sir.
It says that you
taught
by Havdalah.
Yeah, that's the line I glossed over. Taught by Zubazu means, number one, he forgot to Chon Antono in Ma'ariv. Number two, he made a mistake about Hamavla Bekol. I mean, what kind of mistake did he make? So some say he ate or drank before. We'll see later. You're not supposed to eat or drink before Kiddush or Havdalah. And that was his toast with respect to the Havdalah Lakos. Fine. Any other questions? Yes?
In the first historical period when Chazal established Havdalah, why did they put it in the context of Tefillah?
I mean, it could have been Stam in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Good question. Perhaps they thought people might forget. You know, the Tefillah are very forgetful. If you have it, and no one's going to forget that in the Ma'ariv. So you have it in the Ma'ariv, you're not going to forget it. That's just giving a possibility. So I put things in context. Okay? Rabbos, anyone else? Any questions? Feel free to ask any question you want. Okay. So having said all this, Rabbosai, we're ready to attack a very, very important point, which is discussed at some length. We're going to go backwards in time. Start with the Mogan Avraham, Stim Reish, Ayin Aleph, Sivkot, and Aleph. We'll go back to the Tosis Rid, who was, because it's so lengthy, I'd rather just start off with a shorter text, even though if you wanted to be chronological and even conceptually logical, we would have started with the Tosis Rid. But again, for the reasons I just mentioned, we'll go to the Mogan Avraham first. Yes, sir. No. There wasn't. No. It's clear that it was not. We don't find anywhere in historical reference to a time when there was no institution of Kiddush al Yayin from the moment of Bayis Shein Ashkenaz Gedolah. No.
Havdalah.
Very simple. Good question. Why the difference? Why is it that they had Kiddush al Kos and they had Havdalah, not al Kos? Well, one could be very simple. If you hold that Kiddush al Yayin is Doraisa, if all Havdalah is the Rabbanon, that solves the problem. They had no choice but to have Kiddush al Yayin. It didn't arise. Havdalah, the whole institution is the Rabbanon. They wanted to sort of make it parallel to Kiddush, but they couldn't afford it. That's one thing. But you are a good question. If you hold, which is the Shita's Rov Poskim, that Kiddush al Yayin is the Rabbanon, then why was the discrepancy between Kiddush and Havdalah? If Kiddush al Yayin is the Rabbanon, why didn't they make Havdalah Yayin the Rabbanon from the get-go? That's an excellent question. I can hypothesize many things. One is that Kiddush requires Makom Suda, so it has to do with eating and drinking, as opposed to Havdalah can be made in abstract. We'll see. Any further questions before we start the Magen Avraham? Let's read together. Kosev Rambam, Perek Chav Tes, it's Halacha Aleph. Kiddush Yom Daraisa, below Yayin. It's Halach Avav. Rabbanan Tiknum Al Yayin. V'chein Kosva Tosu B'sukah Per Gimel Daf Lamed Ches. Fine. So just quoting you chapter and verse. We have it in our Tosu Kuvav as well. We'll call it the first day, which we'll like to call the main day in Tosis, the Kiddush Al Yayin is the Rabbanan. But the rice is enough to make Kiddush without any cup of wine anywhere near you. Come to Mogan Avraham with a Wapa Kiddush, that we shall see soon, goes back to the Rishonim. But he said it on his own. Three together. Benirali, the midaraisa, the kiddush she'omar b'tfila sa'i. The kiddush you say in tfila sa'i. By the way, who said? What's the last time you said kiddush in tfila? Where's kiddush in tfila? Where is it?
Baichul.
You just got to be saying baichul is not part of kiddush. Oh, excellent. Baruch atah Hashem, the kaddish hashabbos. Now the text not invented. And we start Friday night with Vayechul, as a matter of fact. Then we go to Elokeinu, 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 you know by heart. Tameinu, Mitzvah, Ha'alibeinu, Ma'akileinu, Meduchavu, right? It's not the same as Kiddush. You guys know Kiddush by heart, maybe your father makes Kiddush usually, but you know that it's not the same as we have in Shemar Esra. So what? Since when? What we say is that Dindaraisa is each and every word required by Torah law. I don't think that's true of anything. The number one bracha Daraisa is benching. Are the words, every word in benching comes from the Har Sinai? We know that's not the case. The concept, to thank Hashem for
for the food and for their Yisrael, for Bishalayim, this would be the Araisa. So the concept of Kiddush is Araisa. On the actual word that we say in our Kiddush, whatever number of words, 28 words, 48 words, that's the Araisa? No way. The Tosfos is saying a Kiddush, it can be understood. And the Chi of the Araisa of Kiddush is discharged when he davens Shmot Esra. Meir, because it does say the Kaddish of Shabbos, there's another thing about Shabbos too, right? Okay, good. The Kroksiv, Zachar Asim HaShabbos, Vahare Zachar also. Who wants to translate the word Zachar? A little translation, yes?
Constantly remember.
You have an extra word. Remember. The word Zachar means remember. But. Remembering has a connotation of remembering in your brain. If a person fulfills Kiddush by remembering his brain, he'll focus for a second, he'll be the sticks on his wall, Shabbos. That's sufficient? Or must someone actually articulate the words? What do you think? Who wants to get into a guess? This one. Must you say the words of Kiddush? So you think the words of Kiddush? What do you think?
What should we say?
You should say, I have to say. There's a discussion in the Sefer Brachos, but the hearers kedibur, hearers lav kedibur, may depend upon that question. But since many passing here is Lakhid Dibur, so therefore I would not want anyone in this room to come home this Friday night and say, I'm going to stink the words of Kiddush and be Yotze. Could be Yotze with a certain authority, but unlike. So therefore you have to say it with your mouth. We say it. Barei Zohar. But what's the word Zohar? Well, give me another, we'll call it a modern, more of a modern, it's not only modern, it's classic too. Conjugation of the word of the Shorash Zion Chof Resh, which seems more appropriate for us. What would you call it?
Mahaskir.
Correct. Hizkir, Mahaskir. Hizkir means to mention. Zohar means to remember. Hizkir means to mention. You get the simple pshat in the Tosis, you have to mention Shabbos. But what does the word mentioning have a very interesting connotation? What does mentioning sound like? What? What's the lowest cutoff of mentioning Shabbos? On the Smogon Avraham, Hamza B'Kivay, it's not available on Bar Ilan, or whatever you want, unfortunately. Only you're a day ahead for some funny reason. I'm not as upset for Or HaChaim's sake. But where B'Kivay says, we say Shabta Tova. What does Shabta Tova mean? The Shabbos. Now you'll say, oh, I'm being too anti-Zionistic. Why not Shabbat Shalom? I'm a Zionist too. I'm going to read to you. From the Bar Hetev. I think anyone here has a Mishnah Berurah. If anyone happens to have one here, can please open it. I don't have a Mishnah Berurah in hand. Maybe tomorrow you'll find yourself some Mishnah Berurahs. There's probably plenty of them around, Chel Gimel. So you should have no problem. So there's a Bar Hetev in Simon Shin Zion, I believe it is. Why don't you write it down where it is so like tomorrow you can look it up. And the classical, it's right in the Mishnah Berurah. It's Simon Shin Zayin Bar Hetev, end of Sivkot Beis. Okay, that's towards the very beginning of the Simon. What is he discussing over here? He's discussing the question of somebody who visits his friend on Shabbos. It's on the first wide line. Kibalti. This is the Shalosvi. I'm a Masorah. Adam, I'm a back of the chaver of Shabbos. Did you get friend of Shabbos? Lo yom alo kvidera b'shalom alo b'chol kon safra tova. What does safra tova mean? Good morning. Lo yom ar Shabbat shalom. Shabbos shalom. I don't know. Shabbat shalom. I can't say that, so it doesn't ring. All right, that's probably what he meant. That's how shalom pronounced it. But okay. Shabbat shalom. O Shabbos tov. I changed my good Shabbos. Shabbos Tov. Or be careful to Shabbos Tov. Good Shabbos. You know what that means. The Kayin Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos. Shalom. Can you imagine that? To fulfill Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos with two words. Good Shabbos or Shabbat Shalom. That's a Chiddush. But what's it based upon? Presumably the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham said, Hare Zohar. What does Zohar mean? Hiskir. He mentioned it. The mere mention of Shabbos seems to suffice to fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar, Shema Shabbos, the Kasha, according to what we just learned. Am I correct? This seems to be the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger, which goes back already to the Shalah, that and you thereby fulfill the mitzvah by merely mentioning Shabbos. That's what Maharal means by Zohar. Zohar means Hizkir. Let's go on. The Kiddush of Makom Suda, the Rabbanon Tiknu, look at Siman Reish Samach Tes. Okay, so this is a topic which I'm not sure we'll get to. I have to be honest with you. Kiddush of Makom Suda is really at the very beginning towards the beginning of the prayer. I'd love to get to it. I'm hoping to get to it, but we have to first analyze what Kiddush is before we get to Kiddush of Makom Suda. Kiddush means Abdullah as well. After we know well, hopefully, what Kiddush of Abdullah are, then we can turn our attention, we have time, to finish the level soon, which is the early one in the prayer. Fine, hope to get it. V'chein mashiv v'tosus. Rabbi Magaran talks the short end, but yeah, I'll give you the rest of the tables. V'chein mashiv v'tosus. Tosus with a little line, you know, ink was scarce. Shekazu l'rameinu tam, mi she'en lo yayin, lo yikadish tam. We just saw, I read through a line of Tosus above. Rabbi Tam denies Kiddush on bread. The kosher, the chiyakar mitzvah hasei, the oraisa. What do you mean? The kaddish klal. Make kiddush without wine. Just say the words of kiddush without wine. You'll fulfill the oraisa that way. He's assuming like that the first antos is the kiddush al yayin is the rabban. El atorcha. The average Jew fulfills the mitzvah of the rites of Kiddush when he davens Meir Friday night. The Kaddish Hashanah. The old davinon the kiddusha al falgav the Kaddish mitzvusa v'chule. I am the brachas perikay. We just saw it in Torah. That's the last line on this page. Literally the last line on this page. What does it say over there? My kiddush afgav the kaddish mitzlusa the kaddish akasa. Abdullah zel. Klar of a furish gemara. Do you make kiddush and davening Friday night? You make kaddish mitzlusa. How can be more clear than that? What could be more clear? It's black and white. You're saying kiddush in your shmone esrei Friday night. Black and white. A little further. Abdullah. Yesh Omer Daraisi, Moshe Gonsal of Magad Mishnah, Perik Chav Tes, and Halach Aleph, I guess you see it. Sometimes it's Daraisi. Vafilu Hachi Arminon, the Gemara, we just learned the Gemara, the Betchila Kvu Betchila, Ayin Shav, hey! How do they do that? How can they have Dal only Shwan Esri if it's Abdal's Daraisi, then where's your cup? The answer is by totally don't need a cup. Just say it in Shwan Esri, good enough. V'chein mashma loshon haramba. The poshma of the Rambam, he goes to the Tchila. V'chein mashma v'tosferg av Ripsochem v'shem ha Yerushalmi. Ayin shom. Posen av Ripsochem, they'll tell you where it is. Quotes a Yerushalmi. To the same effect. Now, I happen to have a big Shulchan Aruch here. We'll see the Magen Avraham. It gives you all the sources for the Magen Avraham. And we'll see when the Magen Avraham here in Sukkot Nala tells you to look at the Tosfos and Arab Tochim, what does he have in mind? Kuf Vavam and Beis Mekadesh. The same Tosfos about the bread. We're not going to really look there because it's going to take us too far afield, and we don't really have enough time. Just give me, if you give me 1 second, maybe we can take at least a glimpse. It's a little bit complex. It's the fifth wide line, Rabosai, in Tosis Mekadesh on Kuvav Beis. This is a brief excerpt. According to Yerushalmi. Mokom She'en Yayin
There's no wine in shul. Shliach tzibur yored lifnei ateva v'omer broch achas me'en sheva v'chosin b'mekadosh Yisrael v'yom ha'shabbos. Look at that. Look at that. Amazing. What's this? This is tefillah. We know what the nusach of Ben Sheva is. We say it every Friday night. Right? Hold the whole 9 yards. You yotze kiddush with that. So before she was shalmi, the Rav said, you yotze in Shmon Esrei, the obligation with the raisa of kiddush. This is the end in passing. That's the Magen Avraham. V'da da kiddush v'yomtech hu d'rabbanan, as the Magen Mishnah of Tes suggests. Nonetheless, v'kol v'am yeshlo kol din kiddush al Shabbos, mele al kos echad shol Shabbos kodin. Because Shabbos is the raisa, and he claims that kiddush v'yomtech is d'rabbanan. How did he know? We're not exactly sure. The Magen Mishnah talks about it. So far, so good. Are there any questions about anything we said so far today? Rabosa. Any questions? You may have questions. Wouldn't be surprised if you have a question. Surprised if you have no questions. Yes?
The Raya from the Gemara Brachos thing uses the Lashon of Mekadosh and Tefillah.
Right.
Couldn't we just respond that it doesn't mean the Yotz, it just means you say the Nusach?
Very good. Excellent. Those who argue with the Magen Avraham will say that Mekadosh and Tefillah just means you're saying the text of Kiddush and Tefillah. But you're not really Yotze at all. So why wouldn't you be Yotze though? Why wouldn't you be Yotze? Why? You want to suggest you're not Yotze. Very, that's a good suggestion. Why would you not? Give me a couple of reasons. Two. Why would not be Yotze Kiddush when you daven Ma'ariv on Friday night? I want two reasons. If you can think of one of them, I'll take one.
Don't have Kavanah
is one. Yes. Yain is the rice is two. Very good. I'll take three. That's the rice you're saying. Good. Kishmak is the rice of three. Oh, number four. You didn't mention Zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's that Zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim bit? Where that all coming from? That's a Gemara I see on the Maram Makomas, Rabbi Osai. Line number three. Take a look quickly. Line number three. It's Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. It's really one line really in the Gemara. Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Please turn. The last two narrow lines. V'tzorich sheyaski yitzias Mitzrayim v'kiddush hayom. You have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim when you make kiddush on Friday night. K'siv hocha nemantizkos yom es yom u'k'siv hosam zochos yom ha'shabas l'katsho. Shoyim. A Gemara. Rabosai. When we say kiddush, what do we say? Zeicher yitzias Mitzrayim. It's in everybody's text. But what about in davening? Do we find the word Mitzrayim anywhere in the entire Shmon Esrei Friday night? Is it where even once? You can do a search. Take a sitter and press Mitzrayim. Search it. Yes or no? You're a good sitter. But there or not? No. Not there. So, how can you be Yotze? This is a very good question. So maybe perhaps you cannot be Yotze because you're leaving out Mitzrayim. So this question is already raised by the Tosfos Rid. Let's segue now into the Tosfos Rid and see what's happening. With the top of the second page, the very top. Sarach Shayaski at Sias Mitzrayim Bekiddush Hayom. And we see at the top of the same page, the second page of the source sheet, has this rid, which is the heading of it in blue ink now, is on the last side of page one, and it starts with the top of page two. Let's read together. Sarach Shayaski at Sias Mitzrayim Bekiddush Hayom. For Hochachti Lamala Midoraisa, Eino Elamash Onu Omen Betfilo, Velakosi Midorabonim. This is, of course, the opinion of the Magen Avraham, found explicitly in a Rishon already, the Tosfos Rid. Uvechol avoadim anu maskirim tzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom shel tefillah. Af apish anu maskirim b'kiddush al hakos. Yeah, you do it twice. Aval b'shabbos b'kiddush al hakos anu omer zeicher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Uvekiddush hatefillah ein anu omer moso. V'kasha. Lama lo nitkan l'omer b'shabbos tefillah sheyikir hakiddush min haTorah. Whoa. Is the Ika Kiddush Min HaTorah is in Shul Friday now, it's Medamah Shmon Esrei. But it can't work, because you're missing Zeichus Yis Mitzrayim. Why aren't they instituted it? Ukzera Shava B'Shabbos Gamila V'yontav Yalfi M'Shabbos V'amay Yomim Tov Marmina U'V'Shabbos Lo Armin. What an irony. Shabbos is closer to the source of Yitzias Mitzrayim Yontif is a little bit further. And the irony is Yontif has Mitzrayim and Shabbos is not. Of course, it's not such a complete irony because Yontif is talking about their stories. Every Yontif has a story that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Shabbos is that Hashem created the world. What did they do with Mitzrayim? It is true, by the way. Anyone know Chumash by heart here? I mean, not the whole Chumash. Anyone know about the Aseret HaDibros to do by heart? The second version of Aseret HaDibros? What's mentioned in the second? Mitzrayim is mentioned in the fourth Dibros, absolutely. The Zochart. So, you know. But okay, this is where we're holding so far. Both say it with me so far. It's a good question, and according to some, it's an insuperable question. That explains why we're Taka, not Yotze. Halacha lemaisa, when I yotze a kiddush with our davening, maybe after the rabbi left that on purpose, so we should dafka not be yotze. We should dafka have to wait to the wine. We go to the din doraisa, I'll say the rabrochas with the wine, I'll say the rakos. Does the chasam sofer suggest? Rishi Vega suggests. We'll see soon. Everyone been hanging on to me so far. Everyone with me? And who's lost? Raise your hand. I don't mind. I'll go slower. No one's lost yet. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. So now, we're not going to read the entire read. It's just it's to be partial too long. But there's some aspects I would like to bring out in the first part of the which are extraordinarily remarkable. You should take a look. I've also had a look with me so far. He starts off standard. Kiddush is Daraisa, Gemara Brachas, Perek Mishameso. It's quotes the Gemara. We read reference to it earlier. Noshim Chayabas because Yom Devar Torah. Ayat Man Gurama, the Potter. Rava says, Devar Torah. Alamar Rava, line 3, Zachar Vishama B'dibur Echad Namru. Kol Sheshna, line 4, B'shmira, Yeshna B'shira. V'ani Nashi, Hov Istu B'shmira, Istu B'shira. Period. So then Daraisa. And he quotes Shavuos Avchav as well. Abel Hai de Katani. Ala Yayin. The fact I have to have wine there when you're making Kiddush. Nirali de Laban Atoru. Elamad Rabbanon. Pure Med Rabbanon. How do you know it's Rabbanon? Because it's a funny riot. I would say it's Rabbanon because there's no source for Daraisa. That's all. Everything doesn't exist. The proof it exists. The burden of proof is on me? Show me where it says Al Yayin Daraisa. Show me. Let's go on. We're now to the fifth line of this source. You're on top of the first source on the first page. Tosas read. Hayde katani al yayin nirali. No. Up to the sixth line. Minayin she'ein orim shira. Ela al yayin she'nemar. And quote a pasuk. It's only the rabbana. Ve'hecha deles teichama mekadesh arifta. Bread. The pasuk shan gavkuba mebeis. Amos to Chaviv, Olei Rifta, Mekadosh HaRifta, if you like wine, Challah better than you like wine. Amos to Chaviv, Olei Mekadosh HaShachar, if you like wine better than Mekadosh HaWine. So obviously it's clear you don't need wine. Well, give me an option of making Kiddush on bread if you need wine with Daraisa. And Moses says, and Tana Rabban in the same line, Ein Mekadosh El Alayayin, Mevorochin El Alayayin. What's Mevorochin mean, Rabbo say? Take a look at this Gemara just to get an impression. He doesn't tell you here that they don't have the Ma'ar Mekomos. Some versions of this have the Ma'ar Mekomos when he tells you something, where it actually is. Let's see if I can find it. One second. Here it is. It's Kuv Zayin Amad Aleph, Rabbi Osai, the sixth or seventh or eighth wide line. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Ritz quoting from. Tana Rabbanon. Ein Mekach Nel Alayayin. Ein Mevorach Nel Alayayin. What's it? No. What does it mean? Mevorachin. Mevorachin means what? What Mevorachin? What are you talking? What Mevorachin? What? Mevorachin means what? Who wants to guess what Mevorachin means? Anybody?
Benching.
Excellent. Birchas Hamazon. Says the Rashbam says so. The third end of the third wide line. The aim of Vachin, Birchas Hamazon, can be forced to come on. Most goes later on into the whole idea. Back to the Tosus, really makes an interesting comparison. What does he say? Rabbi, who benched this morning? Who had bread for French toast? Bagels. No one did the Nagel's bagels this morning. Business is bad. Who benched this morning in this room? Nobody? Oh my goodness gracious. Who benched for lunch? Only three. This is an interesting sociological phenomenon. Six guys benched for lunch. Seven guys. All right. Of the seven guys who benched, how many of you bench on a cup of wine? I don't get you. You say in these mirrors. Al kos yayin molek yivirchas Hashem. Say every Friday night. What's with you guys? What's with you guys? I don't understand you. Look in the Gemara here. Kuf heim at base. I both say. Look at it. Three lines from the bottom. Look up. Shmamina bracha tuna kos. What bracha? It's referring to a case of a guy who comes into and he has to make him test a bench. Bench for Allah Muslim. Bracha tuna kos. Says Rashbam. Or Rashi, both. Birchas Amazon. Hey, guys. I'm 0 for 7. I'll do one. I also washed. I also didn't have a cost. But 0 for 8, you're both side. 0 for 8. Not doing too well. Birchas to the coast. What's the answer, both side? Yeah?
You might only be with 3.
Some say we only have 3. Some say we only have 10. Some say we pass because Birchas Amazon is not doing a coast. The Tosfos here in Afkuf Hamid Beis, Shmami No. If you have a chance, we'll try to get to it. It's relevant to many of our discussions. We'll see how far we can get. But what if you have no coast? Let's tell Birchas Amazon tuna coast. But you have no coast. I just don't have a coast. What do you do? Who wants to give a guess? You have to bench anyway. That's exactly what the Rid is saying over here. Let's look inside together. Both sides back together in the Tosfos Rid. What does he say? Tana Rabbanan. That's Kuf Zayin, we saw it. Ein mekashin el alayayin, ben mevrochin el alayayin. V'chi hechi de birchas hamazon mitzvi lekadesh ala kos. The word lekadesh is a bad word, no? It should be levarich. One of any, this is Bar Ilan, which is, it's a part of Bar Ilan, says nothing. V'hecha de lest lekos, levarich below kos, v'lo masa le birchas hamazon. It really should be levarich, right? The kadesh doesn't fit in. Heim hochi nami bek... Heim? Something exists in the world. Hachanami bekiddush mitzvah lekadosh al hakos. If you lack a kos, ichaviva leirifta mekadosh arifta. If you less than midi, you have no cup, you have no wine, you have no bread. Mekadosh below midi. Finished. Look at he's saying a kiddush nifla so far. He's saying that if you have nothing, you make kiddush on nothing. You say the words of kiddush. Wow, a kiddush nifla tos is rid. Mekashali. Perakama the Nazir Muchach the Minatoro the Kadosh Aliyayin. What does it say there? And then review for the third time. Siv Miyoyi V'Sheicha Yazir U'Mibor Lesser Yain Masukena Rishus Mahi Kedusha Avdalta Hare Mushba Me'asinahu. Not V'Chi Mushba Me'asinahu. Fakat Hare at the Gifts Arach El Kiyodam Merav Shvua Shesh. That's not already now. Alma Kokacha Minatoro the Kadosh Aliyayin. Atcha nazir mutabo. And also the nazir is taking the shua. The shua she'eshte. Mitzvah kiddusha avdalta lo dachya. If you have it, the rabbanon. Heche metzina lemeved lo chayal nazir is alave. The kach matzasi le shloshim mefarshim shapirshu. The nazir is chayal yayin the kiddusha avdalta. Neshu mushu v'om v'asim is to drink. Who's the Morah? Who's the Morah? Rashi. Sefer Paras is Talmidei Rashi. What does it say in Sefer Paras? For the Tanya Dochos Yom HaShabbos Sakacho Zochrei Ola Yayin B'Knisoso Lav Davka Yayin Luwa Denami Al Pas. Oh, he's stuck. How can you tell me Yayin is a rice? So we do it Pas. If you look at Benatam, the Gemara never said Pas, but everyone else, Rashi, everyone else is dead. So hold on. You have a choice of two things: wine or bread. It's hard to understand, but that's what it says. Alapas nami alapas yochol lekadosh. V'urcha de milsa nogad yayin amesamech alokim v'anoshim. V'afilim u'nodur me'arim shabbos shalechol yochol lekadosh alapas v'lechol v'en shvua v'toch shvua. U'mush v'oim me'asina yoshi kadosh v'en kiddush v'mash shekoveh asudos v'alapas o yayin g'nechsev v'koros lo shabbos oneg v'mokum kriya shom yeh oneg. That's a poske novi. He says it's a rice. So what Navi is that pasuk from? Who knows where it comes from? The Koral Shabbos. Who knows where it comes from? What Navi? Yeah. When are we going to read it together soon? Anybody? Shana's close. Yom Kippur, correct. Second guess. Yom Kippur, the Haftarah of Yom Kippur ends with these famous psukim. This is the very end of Haftarah Yom Kippur. Beautiful psukim. Some say it every Shabbos morning. My father comes, you say every Shabbos morning, we say this whole bunch of psukim. Ostasana, you know, the whole story, yeah. But we are now in Niskatna Vadoris. We say less. My kids have been Niskatan more than me. They're brisker. They say Baruch Pregoff. And if they want to do me a terrible, they say Zochas Yom Shabbos Akash. That's as far as I go. My own children. Okay, it's fine. I have nothing against them. I say that. The briskers say nothing, but after nothing. So they make a pshara between the briskers and then me. I say, that's how I'm just curious, sociological. In your home, your father makes Kiddush. How many will start from Zoros and Mashavas Akasha? How many start from there? How many start from Vishamru? I start from Vishamru. What am I talking about? I start from Vishamru. Vishamru and Vizoros. That's how my father said earlier. Some people start from. Imtashim and Shabbos Alecha. That's the last Pesukim after. Who starts from Imtashim?
My grandfather.
There you go, that generation. Who starts from Imtashim? Yeah. Almost nobody in this generation. I guess we can discuss them about. Okay, whatever. That's why we don't know the Pesukim. So, among other things. Okay, that's not to talk about the Yiris Adoros. Maybe tomorrow Yiris Adoros. Not today, we're doing Halach. Let's go. So, what does it say? It sounds like it's in the Rice, based on the Pesukim in Yishayo. It's a little bit hard to understand what that means. Maybe it's Osu Yishayo, Asim and Chayakrom. It was a din d'oraisa before. Hilchach, chayav ulecho v'lav ral shvuaso v'al nidro kedei she'onik b'malkom kriya. Look at that, amazing. V'chei matzina b'maseches nazir. Tamina nosam nazir chayav b'kiddush ayom nishtos miyacha shekiddush b'yayin. Postum a first time v'chi misha noda shalo lechol v'kiddush ala pas chayav lechol ma shabotza miyacha kiddush b'pas. Miu, anala sharinan lechatchila shikadash anozir ala yayin v'yishte ala yikadash ala pas v'yipotam ala yayin. You have a choice. Aval emir v'kiddush al yana nazir nischayev lishtos ad v'yemei nazir pas yikadosh b'yayin lechatchila v'yishte te nazir ischal al yayin hakiddush miyachash mitzvah lekadosh bo chen mishanoda shadat al pas yemeinu yayin yikadosh al pas te nechilik ben pas yana in the kiddush ad kan devarav of Rashi say for parties. Whoa! Tfi divrei ha-gemara v'divrei ha-parshanim ha-ele muchiach. So the Tanya Zorchei al Yayim and Atori the Kadosh al Yayim. V'yaf al Gav the Loksiv Yayim Bikro Kach Kibel Moshe B'Sinai. Whoa. The Tzorach the Kadosh al Yayim or the Pashi Gam Hichashu V'Kiyayim. Whoa. Not like our toasts. Our toasts had two days. According to one day with the rice, you don't need wine at all. According to another day with the rice, you need wine, you don't have to drink it. He's saying with the rice, you have to have wine and drink it, but as an alternative. Or bread and eat it. There's room for a fourth shita. There's room for a fourth shita. You have to have wine and drink it, but accept no substitutes. You're going to make a shifta rabbinata. That fourth shita we don't have, and we haven't seen in Rishonim yet. Okay, we've seen three shitas. You don't need wine in all b'daraisa. You have to have wine in front of you, but don't have to drink it. You have to drink the wine or eat the bread that we've seen. And the alternative, which you haven't seen yet, is you have to drink the wine, but after, no acceptance of bread. Forget it. That's a wrong pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Natan gave us the opening for that wrong pshat in the Gemara. V'kash Yali, since he doesn't like this whole story, right? There's a lengthy question against it. Lengthy questions, which I left out. Aval Kash Yali, if you want to look up in the read originally, it's so long, I felt that. So V'kash Yali, Keva and the Yein HaKiddushu D'Rabbanan, which he proved in the intervening whole paragraph, which you can look it up on your own time. Because after all, Rabbi Natan is right. The Pashup Shad Rabbi Natan is right, wrote Poskim. It's a bit mea in Nozad Daf Gimel Daf Dal. It's not like Benichus, a bit mea. You mean the tummy is a rice? The drink, the wine, the rice, are you kidding? Came in the Kiddush, Yen Kiddush of the Rabban, on him came, Kiddush Ayom Shuman HaTorah B'mayu De'azna Rachmana. Came in the Azalan, the Bechamav, the Berifta. Forget Rabbi Yaakov Shesover Shemekash La Pas Klal. The Gan Kosef the Yen Kiddush and the Rabbanon can Kiddush Hayom Shumen Atar B'Mai. I would say it's not nothing. Just say the words. For all of B'Daiti Lomar Sheikur Kiddush Hayom Hu LeKaddish Below Klum Below Yain Below Pas. Nothing. Aba Chachamim Tiknu LeKaddish Al Yain Al Pas Mechov as a Kiddush. We end with the last line now. The last line, just because it's going to be very relevant to this year. Avaloyi tochen, laomro. Why? Meshim kain, kshechal yom akipurim b'shabbos this year, she'asa b'achila, Nikadesh below Suuda. Why is there no Kiddush this year, Friday night Yom Kippur? What a great kasha. What a great kasha. So I like to end on 2:30 on the dot. We'll stop. It's 2:30 on the dot. I assume that clock is correct. We'll go down to Daven Mincha 2:33. I have 3 minutes to get downstairs to the Beis Medrash. If you have any questions on the shiur, you can ask me after Mincha or tomorrow morning. I hope to be here at 9 o'clock in the Beis Medrash.